Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we come to you this morning with thankful hearts. Lord, we're blessed to be here today. You gave us health that we could be here today. You gave us a building we could gather in and worship you, Lord. And we thank you for this. Lord, just help me with my staggering tongue, my fluttering heart this morning, Lord. I just pray, Father, for your guiding hand. As the brother prayed, it's all through you. Take away from my thoughts and give to my thoughts, Lord, as needed. In thy hand, we just commit this in thy hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah, I had to think this morning. In school one day, there was a boy asked to lead the Lord's Prayer. And he started it like this. He said, "Our Father in charge of heaven." And I had to think of this morning. He's in charge of heaven. He's in charge of the earth and our lives if we let him. I was blessed by that. He didn't do it on purpose, I'm sure, but this is the way it comes out. And as nervous as I am this morning, it may happen here too. Beautiful songs were sang, and it's always good to hear these words. I had to think of the song that said something about the builder of the church here below. And so true. He is the builder. When I was asked to have an opening here this morning, you know how it is. I kept praying and thinking over this. And then I had to think of Paul. What Paul told Timothy. I had to think of, you know, if it was necessary back in them days, surely it is necessary or more necessary today than it was then. He told Timothy in 2 Timothy, he said, "Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season." He said, "Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering." That was his advice to Paul's advice to Timothy. If I understand this right, this was a little bit before Paul died, if I understand this right. And why? Because the third verse, I think, explains this. He said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears." And that caught my attention, that itchy ears. And now, it's not literally itchy ears. I don't think that's what it means. But I guess if we need a title this morning, let's just put that down. Itchy ears. Can we have itchy ears? I think we can. I think we can sit here today, and as our brother Joe shares the message today, I think there's a time that we can kind of shut it off and not absorb the message. Depends what comes. I think that's what that means. It means that we only hear what we want to hear, if I understand it right. Or then it's being preached in a way that, for the people, just to please the people. You know it better than I do. I looked up some of these verses here. Reprove means to express disapproval of. Rebuke, to reprimand sharply. I don't know if I pronounced that. Reprimand sharply. There you go. Thank you, Aiden. Exhort, a call to repentance. I like the way it said in German. It said "Ermani." That means to warn. To warn. To warn. In English it said to warn the unruly. In long-suffering, forbearance. In German there it says patience. Now today as an elder and shares his heart today, the main message, but this brother Joe to talk plain here, what he has on his heart today. I know there will be a time that we would get, that we can get reproved, we can get rebuked, exhorted. I know it's when this happens, I don't think that the intent is here to hurt anybody in any way. I think the intent is here from the elders and anybody who shares here is to draw them closer to you. It is for our own good. If I get rebuked here today, it's for the love of the souls. When Jesus rebuked the wind, immediately it ceased. There was a great calm. You know, if I'm sitting here today and I get rebuked and I feel that the Lord's talking to me today and I don't take this to the Lord and I don't, in other words, there could be the same effect that was in this storm where there's a great calm, where I take this to the cross and I immediately do something about this. I think there can be the same results there as it is here where Jesus, you know, He calmed the storms and immediately something happened. Or can I, or can't I accept it from one brother or the other? Could I have a problem like that? If I get rebuked, I can't quite accept it from him as easy as I could from somebody else. I don't know. I'm just thinking to myself here. You know, if we have itchy ears, so to speak, we're not gonna get much out of the message. I remember in Michigan, we had a, I don't know, you remember when all them ishes died in that wreck? There's like 8 of them, I think, and we handed some of these CDs out to some of the drivers, and I remember as we was driving along, we was listening to these CDs, and when the part came where the sermon was, she couldn't handle it. She said, "I can't take this," and she turned, and she shut it off. And I think we can sit here today, and we can reach out and shut it off. But I don't think we're here today like this. I think we're here to open it up even more. I really do. I don't want to give a negative picture here. My message isn't long today. I just had to think of this itchy ears. You know, out in the world, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't say world, but out in the big churches, you could say, I think they hire preachers that kind of preach their way, if I could say that. It's a false doctrine. But you know, that's out there. But what about in here? You know, I think that... I think the congregation this morning, I think they was on their knees and they was praying. I think they was. And they was asking the Lord as they was praying. I think they was asking the Lord, "Send me what I need, Lord. Draw me closer to you." I think everybody in here was doing this morning. And somewhere else, and the needs, they were saying, "Lord, you know what I need." And somewhere else, I think there was a brother on his knees also this morning. And he was pleading to the Lord and asking him, "Lord, you know what they need. I don't. Help me with this." And as we get together here this morning, this is something beautiful can happen out of this. If we have our ears open to the truth and are honest with ourselves and let this absorb in our hearts and minds, something beautiful can happen. It's just a reminder that I needed of my own more than anybody here. I don't have a lot more to share. I just, I think I'll finish with Paul's verses here. Paul was getting ready to die. And he said this. He says, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." It's going to happen one day. We're all going to be there. May the Lord bless you.